The Distant Hours by Kate Morton.
The recording of this book has been made possible by the H.R. Pratt Bauman Family Foundation and is one of 125 talking books created thanks to funds raised by the Worshipful Company of Stationers and Newspaper Makers.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Kim Wilkins, who encouraged me to start, and Davin Patterson, who was with me to the last full stop. Hush. Can you hear him? The trees can. They're the first to know that he is coming. Listen. The trees of the deep dark wood, shivering and jittering their leaves like papery hulls of beaten silver. The sly wind, snaking through their tops, whispering that soon it will begin. The trees know, for they are old, and they have seen it all before. It is moonless. It is moonless when the mud man comes. The night has slipped on a pair of fine leather gloves, shaken a black sheet across the land. A ruse, a disguise, a sleeping spell, so that all beneath it slumbers sweet. Darkness, but not only, for there are nuances and degrees and textures to all things. Look, the rough wooliness of the huddled woods, the quilted stretch of fields, the smooth molasses moat. And yet, unless you are very unlucky, you won't have noticed that something moved where it should not. You're fortunate.